Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. I'm your host, Dustin. Today, we're talking about a Screambox movie that's going to be dropping on April 12th, which is called What is Buried Must Remain, a Lebanese found footage horror film, or a hybrid, as you will. It has found footage, but then it also has, like, not found footage, like it's a real film. But my duty here is to kind of just go over it, tell you guys about it, hype you up for it. You need to go watch it when it drops on Screambox on April 12th. There's a few things on it that kind of, I don't want to say like ruined the film for me, but it definitely took me out. And maybe I'll go over and highlight some of those and whatnot. But first, I want to go over the plot and just tell you about the director, and then we'll jump right into it. Alright, so the plot goes, when a group of young filmmakers set out to make a documentary about a haunted house, they encounter otherworldly forces engaged in an ancient war for the soul of the land. So that's what's read on IMDb. Let's see if Rotten Tomatoes has anything different. Sometimes they do. They have three young filmmakers set out to make a documentary and are confronted by supernatural forces. And it is directed by Elias Matar, and it's an hour and 34 minutes, and it's produced by Two Red Rabbit Films. Like I said earlier, this is a Lebanese horror film, which is, I want to say, absolutely awesome. Us here in the States, we don't really get a lot of foreign films, unless it's like, you know, Korean, Japanese, Mandarin, Chinese, stuff like that. We never really get anything from like the Midwest over, you know, like well, the Middle East. We'll do that, like Lebanese or anything like that. Like if we're gonna get anything that's over on that side of the world, like in Europe, it's usually German or UK or even in some cases Russian. So to be able to see this perspective of horror through the lens of that culture, see what really terrifies them, and whatnot. Because obviously some of the things in here aren't going to click with us over here. We might not find it completely horrifying, but they will, because there's like a cultural divide, you know, between what is said in this film. You know, we're not going to really fully understand that. So let's go over some of the key points on this. Like I said, it is essentially a found footage film, and I want to say it's a found footage film all the way up until about 30 or 40 minutes into it, and then it kind of breaks out of that immersion, and I want to say the acting is amazing. I want to say that I was really into this, the three characters that we are introduced to, which is Ala, Shadi, and Laura, who are the three main people, and get introduced to Abdullah, and then some other characters that have kind of been established, but not really. And I wanted those characters to be a little more fleshed out, you know, so be a little bit more impactful. But that's me being an American here. I'm just saying, I want it scary. I want it darker. I want more detail. But like I said, where this is located, they probably didn't really need a lot of background or story on it, because like I said, it's a cultural thing over there. Shit has happened in that area of the world a lot, with a lot of different cultures, you know. But going back to the film, fun footage, you know, they want to go out to this house that's supposedly haunted, It was French settlers essentially came here to got this, and then people started dying and things happened, and then like the, you know, the cultures around it kind of came to there to essentially settle things as much as you could settle. And I also want to say that the title of this film is pretty damn sick. What is buried must remain. I love that. Mwah. You guys did a good job on that. So these three filmmakers come out. It's two of them that are making a documentary, and their friend Laura, who's going there to essentially do behind the scenes for her own content, I guess, on YouTube. And the whole thing is Ala, who's like the main leader of this group. He wants to do this to get big, to move out to Hollywood, to get out of where they are, you know, which, you know, we all have those dreams of breaking big and getting out there and, you know, just thriving in a whole different way than you're not used to. So to get here, and the atmosphere is amazing. Oh my God, I love it. This haunted house, it's all rickety, it's like burnt, things are falling apart, there's doors that aren't there but are there at the same time. And then you kind of like get into this world of, okay, something is not quite right here. And when it starts to get really suspenseful, when they break off, they find like where they need to go and put down their camera. This is their base, so they put up a 360 camera essentially, so they can see the whole area where they built. And then they want to go and see all the other rooms. So Shadi, who is he's scared, you know, and all is like, whatever. Laura's, she's like, whatever, I'm not really scared of these types of things, but there's something that happens that does get her scared, and I don't want to ruin too much of this film. I want to leave it, you know, as open for people to go and check this out without me spoiling a lot of the stuff. But there's a few things I will point out, just because I feel like I need to. So this big suspenseful moment of Shadi and Ala going through either down or upstairs, and so suspenseful. It's so good. Oh my God. Things that happen with them going through doors. Shadi is like announcing, okay, I'm calling this room number one, first take. And he's doing these things and shouting him out when he goes through all these other rooms. It's great. Great, great, great. And then Ala, who goes into the basement essentially, which really reminds me of Blair Witch. It looks like the ending of Blair Witch. Awesome. Awesome. And then things start happening, and then we get introduced to this new person, Abdullah. And this is when it takes me out. Because this is the time where it's no longer found footage. And it might take you a second to realize that. Like, wait, how is this being shot right now? Because there's no one's holding the camera to this guy near behind them, in front of them. At first, like, oh, they're using the camera from that room. But it's like, No, because the way the angles are. So that really, really takes me out. And then throughout the rest of the film, they kind of, you know, go back to 50-50 of found footage and real film and blah, 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 blah. And that really takes me out. But it's still a solid film. I think it's amazing. And then we get introduced to the actual, like, antagonists of this film, which is the people who have died here, the French settlers, and then realizing that the souls are trapped here. And they go through all that. I'm not going to go ahead and say that. But one other thing that kind of, I don't know, it also kind of took me out, is like they essentially possess Ala and give him an axe. And all it does, all you have to do is slap him and he's out of this trance. You slap him and he's out of the trance. And that's that. And then if eventually get him in it again. And then more things happen. But overall, I want to say this film is really, really fun. It's fun. I think if there's anything that I would change about it, it was keep it full found footage. I really, really do. With it doing the 50-50 thing, kind of about 40 minutes to 45 minutes in, really broke immersion for me. Did not make the movie scary as I wanted it to be. Because it was building up. There was a good build up. And then all of a sudden, bam, you're out of it. The ending is pretty cool, like what happens, and you start to uncover things more and more, which is, it's cool to get in like a nice ending to it. I really, really enjoy that. But Yeah, I think that's like the one thing I'd really change, and maybe making like, I don't know if this is me being selfish, but I would want the antagonists, people who they're essentially coming to find or whatever in this home, to be a little bit more dreadful, be a little bit more scary in a way. I think that they could have used something to make them a little bit scarier. But that's just me being an American wanting things as scary as possible. Like I said, where this is filmed, maybe they don't need it as punched up as we do over here in the States because it's already a cultural thing, you know what I mean? And for my ranking of this, I think I'd give it like an 8.5 out of 10. I think it's really, really good. It's a solid film for what it's trying to do, and also being from a different culture, which I've not seen a lot of films, especially horror movies from, is amazing. I think they need to continue what they're doing on this. And like I said, this is dropping on Screenbox on April 12th, so please, please go check it out when it drops there. You won't be disappointed. Hopefully, with it being, 50-50, some people might really, really like that. Some people will be like, eh, but they'll still give it a shot. And I highly suggest just watch it. It's amazing. It really, really is an 8.5 out of 10. It's really above average. And seeing different cultures express what scares them, amazing. So this is all I got for this one, guys. I just wanted to give a nice brief little summary on this film and tell you guys to go check it out. Screenbox, April 12th. Stay spooky, everybody.